Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of 24/7 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here and starting the weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Lackey.
Well, that would be a little weird.
Wouldn't know what to do with that. So I'm just saying.
Because things at Brupolo are not lacking.
Oh, no. No, not at all. Not at all. Wherever you are in our great state, you want to enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning, it's a click away. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. That's the website. Everything you can buy in the store as far as, coffee to brew at home, they've got it right there on the website. It makes a great gift this holiday season. And, of course, every purchase goes towards supporting the Bulldog Initiative. And speaking of the Bulldog Initiative, PIP Printing over in Ridgeland. Guys, if you own a business, you know how important your printing services are to what you're doing. They are they are your lifeline to your customers. They are what puts your message out there. So when you want incredible-looking graphics with great quality customer service, you're going to call PIP Printing. But more importantly than that, when you want to support the Bulldog Initiative through money you're already spending, we get it with the Bulldog Initiative. It's an extra expense for almost everybody who's a supporter of it. But if you can put this into an expense you're already paying, well, then how can you go wrong? If you're using printing right now, call PIP Printing, call Camden Baker at 601-499-5216 and tell them that you heard about it here on Thunder and Lightning. Tell them you heard about the Bulldog Initiative. And they'll donate right back to the Bulldog Initiative from your sales. So that money that you're already paying out, some of that's going to go back, find its way back to the Bulldog Initiative. That's a great deal for you and for Mississippi State. So call Camden Baker at PIP Printing in Ridgeland, 601-499-5216. College Corner and collegecornershow.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. It's probably a little late for shipping. We'll be honest with you. But if you can make it to one of their two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet or Flowood by the Half Shell, you're going to find the biggest and best selection of Mississippi State gear in Central Mississippi. They've got everything you're looking for. They've got all the new logos that you want to get. You can get the interlocking there for now while it's still available. Do it now while you still can. Get a great gift for the Bulldogs and your family this weekend at College Corner. Today is the day for Restaurant Tyler. I couldn't be happier. Almost all the work has finally paid off. All the sweat that I put into researching those games and studying trends and analytics to get that victory over you finally is going to pay off with a delicious meal tonight at Restaurant Tyler. But here's the thing. You don't have to go through a 13-week-long pick'em to eat at Restaurant Tyler. You can just go. And go enjoy a great meal there tonight. You don't need a special occasion. The dinner at Restaurant Tyler is the special occasion. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. They're here to serve you. Go to PriorityOneBank.com to find the one nearest you. Start a relationship with a local community bank that is going to benefit you for years to come. Banking locally, it's just like eating locally, shopping locally. It's important as we build up our towns and cities here in the state of Mississippi. 16 locations in Central Mississippi means one is near you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
we're in that time of the year now where it's like, I just don't want to work. Like, I feel like every day is like, I don't know, when it's Christmas, when can we take off? I'm at that point now. What about you? Are you kind of there?
I kind of want a vacation.
I hear you.
Be honest with you.
Get one in a few weeks.
Well, not really.
Kind of.
I mean, I'll get one from the show.
Yeah, that's why
I still got to work.
That's all I really worry about with you. You know, if you have other jobs, you have other things you're doing, that's not my concern.
This is not, to me, like a ton of work.
No, it isn't.
Just talking?
It isn't to me either. Just kind of is what it is. I always think about, like, you know, the old Papa John's days. Like, man, I worked like 60 hours a week all the time. Now I work like 20.
But that stuff kind of sucks. Those kind of jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could be much worse.
Yeah. All right. Where to start today? Let's start with a giveaway. Let's talk some basketball to start things off. We'll start with our giveaway. I got two tickets to Mississippi State, North Texas this Sunday, in the Cadence Bank Center. Got to keep up with all these new names. This Sunday in Tupelo. What time is tip off? 3:00. I'll give them away. All you got to do is if you follow me on Twitter. I'm trying to think. What do I want to do here?
You want to maybe ask a trivia question?
Don't want to do that, or just want to, like, you know. Do I want to get some people to send me pictures that will make me happy, like pictures of your favorite MSU memorabilia or whatever? What do you think? Do I want to go trivia, or do I want to go, you know, challenge kind of thing? That's a tough question.
Should it be like thunder and lightning related?
I feel like that narrows it down. Like, if I could say, like, people have taken a picture with us, but I feel like that would narrow us down too much. So let's just do this. Tweet me a picture of your most obscure piece of Mississippi State memorabilia. All right, don't just send me your cowbell. Don't just send me a poster you have of Dak. I want to see something that's a little unusual. And I'll pick one at random tomorrow, Friday afternoon, and I will get you the tickets. The tickets will be available to you at will call. They'll be under your name. You just have to go to the game and pick them up. So your most obscure piece of Mississippi State memorabilia will get you two free tickets to Mississippi State versus North Texas in Tupelo on Sunday. All right. Let's talk about the game a little bit. Let's talk about this team a little bit. First off, as we talked a little bit about yesterday, great news for Mississippi State that Tolu Smith cleared to resume, I guess, a full practice schedule starting today. Can get out on the court, can have contact, all of that good stuff. Seems fair to assume that he could be back. I think they play Bethune-Cookman on the 28th. Let me double check that. They play him on the 31st. I'm sorry. I don't think he'll, you know, he obviously won't play Sunday. I don't think he'll play the game on the 23rd up in New Jersey at Rutgers. But that home game on the 31st, does that feel like a reasonable target date for him to return?
I'm going to be honest. I'd be a little surprised if he isn't back by then.
Okay.
The fact that he's already practicing, that he's already doing some work with the team, appeared to have been going through a little bit of the warm-ups last night, at least shooting around a little bit. He looks like he's starting to feel a little comfortable. And, I mean, we're talking about, you know, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, 7 days from today as we're recording.
I think that is a possibility. And that would be great to go ahead and get him in. Now, you don't want to push it. You do not want to push him back here. You know, you need him as soon as possible, and there's really not a whole lot of margin for error. But State can win without him. I think they're capable of winning without him. So there's no reason to rush him back if he's not 100% ready. But if he gets cleared and it looks like everything's great,
mm-hmm.
then that would be a great time to get him in there to kind of knock some rust off. Because I do think it's going to take a game or two to get him ready.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that'd be tremendous to get him back before the conference schedule begins.
So you get the game on the 31st, and then you have a layoff to the 6th. That's the first conference game, and that's against South Carolina. That's such an odd game at South Carolina. That is a CBS game. That state's only CBS game of the year is at South Carolina. But maybe that game he's not 100%. But then the next two games, Robbie, are at home against Tennessee and Alabama. So yeah, if you could have him back and feel good about where you are with him going into those two games. Those are really big games for Mississippi State. Tennessee currently ranked 12th. Alabama's unranked. They've had a couple of non-conference losses this year. They don't have Brandon Miller anymore. They're still a good team, but they're missing that superstar presence there that they had a season ago with Brandon Miller.
Yeah, they definitely haven't looked the same this year.
No. This team, Mississippi State, it really is something to me in that I feel like sometimes I watch them play this season, and I'm like, man, I don't – even if Tolu doesn't come back, this could be a tournament team. They're just – they go out there, they play great defense, they're hitting shots. Hubbard is an offensive weapon, and I'm like, I'm really impressed. And then you have some games like last night. You have some games like against Southern, where I'm just like, you know, it goes even deeper than having Tolu back. I don't know that, you know – obviously, having Tolu back, you probably win those games just because he gives you some more points. And they beat Murray State anyway. But against Southern, I mean, yeah, Tolu Smith on the court is probably worth enough points to win the game. But they just play inconsistently, and it's kind of weird when we think of Jans. Last year, I thought the team was very consistent. You kind of knew what you were going to get each and every week out, right? You knew offensively it was probably going to be a little bit of a grind. But you could count on the defense to show up. And there have been some times this year the defense hasn't really showed up. You know, how do you grade this team through the first month of the season?
I mean, considering that they don't have Tolu, we knew it was going to be kind of a struggle to get their non-conference without losing, you know, maybe three games or so. I think that it's been probably like a B. Just the fact they lost to Southern, it would be an A to me had they beaten Southern.
Yeah.
Just losing to Georgia Tech, after Georgia Tech beat Duke, going on the road and losing a ball game without Tolu Smith, you're sitting there at 9-1. I think it would be an A job at that point. But it's a B- towards a C just because of that Southern game just kind of hovering over you right now. And on top of that, you had the game last night where, you know, State could have very easily lost it. Mm-hmm. Now, they found a way to win, and that was huge. Just winning that game saves you a good bit of grief going into the season going into the conference schedule, because losses to Murray State and Southern would be absolutely horrific on your schedule. So, you know, with no Tolu, if you can get out of this thing, even with the loss of Southern, if you can get out of this thing 11-2, I think is what it would be.
Yeah.
Getting into conference play, I think you feel pretty good about your team at that point. But, you know, it's not going to be easy. Rutgers has been solid. You're playing up there in New Jersey. So we'll see how that goes. But State's been pretty good away from the hump. So if they can get out of this with three more wins here, non-conference, and go into conference play with some momentum, I feel good about this team. But right now, I just do not know about the identity of the team. They don't look like their same defensive self that they've been under Chris Jans. They're kind of up and down there. We've seen some good defensive ball games, and we've seen some games like last night that wasn't so great. I mean, you give up 81 points to Murray State. So the offense appears to be significantly better than last year, and you're going to add an all-SEC defensive – or all-SEC post player and Tolu Smith. So I feel like the team has the ability to be a really good ball club this year. But the consistency of it is where it's going to matter for Mississippi State. Can they consistently put that product on the floor and not have these wild swings that they've had, like scoring 59 against Southern and then 106 against Tulane?
Who has been the more pleasant surprise? I think we thought Josh Hubbard was going to come in and be a good instant offense guy, but he has been better than we thought. I think the same can be said of Jimmy Bell. I think Jimmy Bell was the guy we thought, okay, you know, he can get 5-6 points a game and 5-7 rebounds a game. Instead, he's been a guy who's been pretty consistent and been a good double-double guy for State throughout this first month. Who's been more who's been a bit more surprising to you in what they've given you so far this season?
That's a good question, because if I told you like before the season or that I expected Josh Hubbard to do what he's done as a true freshman, that would be kind of laughable in my opinion, because I just wasn't expecting this kind of impact. 16.5 points a game.
Right.
He's already at 33 pointers in 10 games. You know, he's shooting 42%. I mean, he's just been an absolute revelation. And quite frankly, without Josh Hubbard, this team probably has what, like 5 wins right now. I mean, they would have struggled through the schedule without Josh Hubbard.
Agreed.
At the same time, 9 points and 9 rebounds from Jimmy Bell has been significant. And we said coming in the season, what do we say? Could you get, you know, just a quarter of a half of what Tolu Smith gives you with Jimmy Bell? Can he just provide just a half of what you get? And that's basically what you're getting. You know, Tolu probably would average 17, 18 points a game, upwards around a double-double a game. Jimmy Bell's averaging 9 and 9. I think that you take that all day. When you don't have your all-SEC guy out there, you have a guy that can provide that in the post. And then Guy Chol has given you some good minutes too. State's post play has not been a massive hole in the lineup like we thought it could be. So Jimmy Bell has kind of kept them afloat in the post. That's been huge. He's given you 24 minutes a game. That's probably going to be cut down significantly with Tolu Smith. But, I mean, you're telling me now when Tolu Smith goes out of the ball game, you can bring in a guy that has averaged 9 and 9 without Tolu Smith to provide some minutes if he's in foul trouble or something. I feel really good about Mississippi State in the post with their post presence in comparison to what I thought coming in the season. So it's a tough pick between the two, but you know, Jimmy Bell to me has been a godsend for Mississippi State in the post when we didn't know what they were going to have with Tolu Smith out.
3 non-conference games remaining for Mississippi State. Let me double check that. Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, not counting. They have one in the midseason, don't they? Or is that, no? That's because they did the ACC thing this year, so never mind that. So 3 games remaining. Like you said, if they can finish 11-2, I mean that you got to feel. I mean, wouldn't you have felt pretty good at 11-2 even with Tolu Smith? I mean, you just drop games. I mean, this isn't, you know, Mississippi State isn't, this isn't, you know, Duke or UNLV from the early 90s here. They're a good basketball team, but dropping a game or two. The Southern game obviously is one that stands out, but if they were 11-2 just overall, even with Tolu Smith, I think you'd be perfectly acceptable.
Well, I mean, last year we were just in utter shock. They only lost one game in non-conference. So, yeah, I mean, it would be – now, the fact that it was Southern obviously makes it worse. But, you know, say they lost – instead of Southern, say they lost to Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody would have been blown away by that, or Washington State. So, yeah, I mean, I was saying coming in, like, could you keep it at 3 losses? Could you get out of it with 3 losses? I think you would be in good shape. Now, I think with the loss to Southern, you really need to keep it where it is. Every loss from here on out is going to damage your resume. So can you get out of this 11-2? I think that would be a really good non-conference slate when you add in the fact that Tolu was out, because the committee at the end of the day is going to say, if State has a successful conference schedule, they're going to say, well, Tolu Smith is the reason they're having a successful conference schedule here, because he's probably averaging, you know, 18 points and 10 rebounds a game. And they didn't have that when they lost to Southern and when they lost to Georgia Tech. So I think that's going to play a factor in the overall scheme of things. And at the end of the day, we won't be looking so harshly at that little stretch there. If State can get out of this unscathed and then, you know, put together a solid non-conference schedule.
What's the, you know, if I said Mississippi State, you want to be a 5 seed, what is the record they need to have? Let's say they get to 11-2. They went out in the non-conference. What does their record need to be in conference play to be a 5 seed?
Who probably 13 wins, maybe?
I think you need 13. I mean, at that point, you are 24-7. I might be a little higher than a 5 seed, to be honest with you, Robbie. I think if you get 10 or 11 wins, right? Because I mean, right now your net's a 30, so you're if they're seeding off of that, you're in the top six. I think, yeah, 13 would definitely get it done. There's no question. They'd be at least a 5 seed in that scenario. Probably even a little bit higher. So
last year they won 8.
They were 8, and they were
and
an 8 seed.
Their non-conference, they had no. Like harsh blemishes in it.
Right.
They lost to Drake and they had some big win. Marquette in there. They don't have a marquee win right now. Right. Northwestern was, and then Northwestern got beat last night.
Bad loss. Yeah.
So I don't know. They were 8-10. I would say at least 12 wins.
Okay. A 12.
That just feels like a, I mean, 12, you would be 12-8. No, 12-6.
12-6. So you would be, if you're 11-2, you'd be 23-8.
Be yeah. Pretty good, and your net's going to be pretty high.
Yeah, you're gonna be in good shape there. So, yeah, no worries. So, just to stay in the tournament? I think as long as they're around 500, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't think that your resume is significantly worse than it was in non-conference last year, and you had a losing record.
Right.
Yeah. Now. You were on the borderline, so that hurt. But I think they can get in at 500 for sure.
For sure, yeah. Because I mean, what is that again? Let's try to do, you know, that'd be 20-11,
9-9, and
at 9-9, you're 20-11 overall. You're probably your net's probably still in the 30s. Yeah, you're good. You're good at that point. Assuming, you know, it does make sense though. You have to have the right 9-9, right? You can't lose to Vanderbilt, who is just awful this year. You know, you can lose to Kentucky. You can lose to Tennessee. You can't lose to Vanderbilt. South Carolina's actually been a little bit better than you think this year. Ole Miss has obviously been better than you think, although I think people are going to get upset. You know, four shows in a row, Pratt Rogers is going to get upset with me because I think Ole Miss is a little bit of a paper tiger right now. You know, they haven't
– Yeah.
Their strength of schedule is not great. They're winning the games, and God bless them for that, but – When they get in the conference,
they could be like State was last year,
a little bit. But I think that they're not as. I think State last year was a good team that they just went through a bad stretch. You know, if you think about that stretch, they had some games they could have won. I think when Ole Miss gets into conference play, they're going to be in a little bit of trouble. But we'll see. I could be wrong. We'll see. All right, let's change gears here. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, if you're cooking for your family, if you're doing some warm or some cold weather stuff, if you're doing taco soup or beef stew, man, there's so many great things you can do with beef. They've got great recipes at msbeef.org, along with a ton of information about the beef industry here in the state of Mississippi and all it does for our great state. So make everybody in the state happy. Eat a steak this weekend. Enjoy yourself, and remember that beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you are looking for. If you're going to Two Brothers anytime soon, you're in for a great time. They have fantastic food, great people up in there. One of my favorite locations in all of Starkville, right in the middle of the Cotton District. And again, it's another business that when you support it, it supports the Bulldog Initiative. So if you want to have a great meal with great people and support Mississippi State, you can do it at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products and great service is what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. When you need technology for your business, give them a call. Copiers, printers, computers, laptops, information and mailing systems. They've got it all. And then when you need service, when something inevitably goes wrong, you just get to call them back and they'll take care of everything for you. So give them a call today and find out what they can do for you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at The Rogue, they have the designs, the polos, the quarter zips that you want to get. They've got the logos that you want. They've got great looking stuff. Just easy, simple maroon and white polos. Nothing crazy, nothing overly done, nothing that makes you wonder, why did I buy that? It's just good-looking stuff. You want to check it out. Head to The Rogue in Jackson or shop online at therogue.com. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at The Rogue. Let's do this little song number here.
Creepin', 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 creepin'. Creepin', 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 creepin'.
All right, Mississippi State adds North Texas center Ethan Miner to the 2024 class. I mistakenly said that was State's first transfer. I have completely blocked Blake Shapen out of my mind for some reason. I never remember that he's there. I think the surprising nature of his commitment I have not been able to latch him into my mind. But Mississippi State does, in fact, get...
What about the defensive tackle from North Carolina?
Well, I was just getting to him. Give me a second, man. What?
You forgot about him, too.
What? Why are you doing this? What's going on here? Don't you
excuse me?
Be nice, you know. Be nice for a change. It'll be okay. Be okay. Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I don't know,
why
man.
Are you trying to stall? You're trying to look him up because you didn't have any information on him because you forgot about it.
I remember that I was getting to the fact that he existed. I forgot his name, and it's too much. It's too much.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, I was like, okay, let's go over this. And the whole time I was looking for like a tweet about it. I assume you tweet about it?
I did.
Well, then I just need to go to your feed because I did not tweet about it.
Goodness gracious.
Anyway, center Ethan Miner, North Texas, joins the class, as does Kedrick Bingley Jones, defensive tackle from North Carolina. So with Miner, you got a guy who gave you some production in college. He has been one of the top centers in college football over the past couple of years and now coming to Mississippi State. Bingley Jones is kind of the opposite, a guy who hasn't done much in college, but he was a very highly touted high school prospect. So what you're hoping for is that some of that he suffered some injuries, and hopefully that that talent can come through and shine through here now that he's started working with David Turner. This is the weekend that Mississippi State has kind of circled for transfers, and there are a bunch on campus this weekend. And there's a preliminary list here, as reported by Paul Jones of On3 Sports. Robbie, that's the one I keep telling you about. On top of some MSU commitments coming in, Tyler Woodard coming in, who I'm confused by, committed to Mississippi State, but he released a top three earlier this week. What?
The recruits never cease to amaze me, Brian.
I will personally give you $100. If I know you're married, you're a married man, your lovely wife, Becky, but if you put out a, you know, am I married Facebook page with your top three on it. Your wife will be on there, maybe one of her sisters, and some other random girl that you know.
I mean, it blows my mind. I want to
see what happens.
Just if you're going to do a top three, just decommit.
Decommit.
You don't get to be committed and then make a top three.
No.
And if you are committed, you aren't 100% open.
Right.
Like your recruitment is not open.
Yeah.
That's what committed means.
That's correct. That's correct.
But these guys continuously follow everybody else that does things.
They will do anything.
They don't know what they're talking about when in terms of recruiting, and they just
they will do anything for Twitter likes, for interaction. They'll do anything. It's really.
And I mean, we're not talking about a 17-year-old here. Like he's like 20 now, so right. We've kind of moved past that. My patience for athletes now that they get paid is starting to go down a little bit.
I'm with you on
like
that.
Now it's like, okay, well, they're no longer really kids anymore. They get money. Like that they, you know, sometimes there's a little criticism that can happen there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only rant
I'm with
for
you.
Today.
I'm with you. So Woodard coming in, as far as the commits go, Ashun Shepherd from East Mississippi is coming in, defensive lineman, Xavier Gayton from Brookhaven High School coming in. Johnny Daniels, the running back from Colin, coming in. Also Blake Shapen coming in this weekend from Baylor. And then you have a good mix of of junior college and transfer portal targets, along with a few high schoolers, I should say. The names that are the most intriguing to me on this list are, from the high school ranks, the 2024 defensive back out of Anniston, Jaden Lewis. He was committed to Auburn, recently decommitted, but a pretty highly touted prospect. The tight end out of Grayson, Georgia, Kylan Fox, a four-star tight end. He's committed to UCF. Grayson, of course, that high school, it might be familiar to you. It's where the Kimdiches went to high school, it might be familiar with you there.
One of the best high schools in the country as far as developing players.
Yeah. And then from the transfer portal, the two names that really stand out to me are Texas Tech receiver Jerron Bradley, who is an absolute, athletic freak of nature, big, strong, athletic wide receiver, had a fantastic freshman year. He struggled a little bit last year, but I think Texas Tech struggled a little bit last year in terms of their offense. And then the name, sometimes things just come full circle. Memphis offensive lineman Mekalen Pounders, who you might remember from a few years back, got hook, lined, and sinkered by Lane Kiffin on we want to do a flip miss deal. And then when the time came to flip, there was no letter of intent for Mekalen Pounders. He ends up going to Memphis. He's visiting Mississippi State this week and tweeted out, coming back to where it all began. There's some poetic symmetry in this, right? That's one state needs to seal up. On top of the fact that he's a really good college offensive lineman.
Yeah, he is, and Auburn wants him badly. Mm-hmm. I think it's good news for Mississippi State that he didn't commit after that, and he's decided to take this official visit. I think that he does have, lack of a better term, some Mississippi State in his heart. He wanted to come to Mississippi State after all that stuff went down. It was just a bad time, and I don't think Mike Leach and company took that very well.
You can't blame Leach.
Yeah. Why would you go right back to that after you just got?
Yeah,
They tried
to pull a fast one on you.
It did.
You couldn't allow.
So, but I do think that he loves Mississippi State. He knows all about the school. It's just about getting to know Cody Kennedy and Jeff Lebby and a little bit of Mississippi State's new staff, but. You get him, man. I think your offensive line's looking all of a sudden looking like a strength.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you have your center locked in, a guy that has started at center now in college football for 3 or 4 years, was the second highest graded center in the country last year by PFF.
Mm-hmm.
You got several guys coming back that have been in the system, not in this system, but have been in Mississippi State for the last few years on the offensive line that should. Be ready for the challenge there. So that's starting to look like a better group. And Pounders was really good last year at Memphis. This would be a really good pickup. And he's got a ton of offers and interest from around the SEC. So he is a wanted prospect. This would be a huge pickup for State if they could lock him in this weekend.
It looks like in total State's got about 15, 16, 17 guys coming in this weekend. That number could continue to increase. You made the comment, and I've seen other people making it as well, that there are probably some guys coming in this weekend that State has doing its best job to keep under wraps a little bit. So don't be surprised if you see some names pop up or this weekend that you're like, oh, I didn't know he was visiting. That is probably going to be the case. But kudos to Paul for putting this list together and getting a basic idea of some of these players that are going to be in here this weekend. And, State definitely needs to get some of these guys going because they got to fill this roster out. They got to have 85 guys right now. The high school class isn't enough to do that. So, obviously, keep an eye on Twitter all weekend, and we'll see if some commitments can roll in. Interested to see if Shapen is able to bring in some of these receivers. They're interested in working with him and working with Jeff Lebby. I would like to think that they would. I think they know the numbers are going to be there for them. For whoever, it's kind of like we said with Mike Leach, right? When you had Leach as your head coach, you're like, somebody's going to catch 60 passes. Somebody's going to catch 65 passes. It's the same thing here with this Lebby offense. I think that somebody's going to catch 50, 60, 70 passes. So, we'll see if State can find out who that's going to be this weekend. Would you expect a commitment from anyone this weekend?
I feel
on the number of commitments?
I think it can be over.
Okay.
I really feel good about where they stand with Jaden Lewis. I think that's, you know, State's been in the game with him off and on, mm-hmm. you know, for a while. And that was a guy mentioned before he even committed to Auburn mm-hmm. as a possibility. And then he committed to Auburn and he opened things back up. You know, State has a chance to mm-hmm. get him. I think that'd be a good pickup.
Yeah.
And I don't know about any of the other high school guys, but I do think that we could see, you know, a few transfer portal guys. They got a lot of eggs in the basket for defensive back. They're starting to really collect a lot of names there, defensive back, bringing in a couple of guys there at wide receiver as well. Mm-hmm. So I like this list. Told people last week, just be patient. There's a lot of names you guys are not aware of right now. State is out there trying to get as many guys as they can possibly get on campus this weekend, and that's what's happening. The list is continuing to grow, high school and JUCO. It's going to be a huge list and a big weekend for State.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, and we will talk about it on Monday's show. That's when we'll be back. Like I said, don't forget, tweet at me your most obscure piece of MSU memorabilia. I'm going to pick one of you guys at random. That's at Brian Haydad if you don't already follow me on Twitter. And we will get you a couple of free tickets to Mississippi State, North Texas this Sunday in Tupelo. Guys, have a great weekend. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Yeah!
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.